Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hello, friends. Welcome to You Are Not Alone. I am spiritual medium Erica Gabriel. Thank you for joining me today. I'm so happy to be with you and be hanging with you and be talking about spirit, spirituality, life, our purpose here, our reason for being here, and all things spirit. So if you're new, welcome. I always say absolutely everyone is welcome here, whether you're into spirituality, religion, God, life, not into it, all things, right? Everyone is welcome here. And I welcome the connection and your feedback and comments. So, and if you're kind of an old listener, not an age, but if you've been listening in for a while, thanks for coming back and hanging with me. And this has been a really cool and special season so far, because I feel like season one and season two were part of our building block to get to the higher understanding and the higher realms in spirituality. So what's really cool is, like, organically and naturally, this season has kind of been on a higher vibration in some way. Not that the other seasons were lower vibration, but this is just a continuous rise in our vibration and deeper understanding. So this is another solo episode. And what was really cool when I asked you guys, like, what do you want me to talk about? What guests do you want me to have on? And I have some of those guests that you guys were requesting in this season. But what I also found was really cool is that you guys were vibing and really feeling my solo episodes as well, which is kind of cool. It means that the things I talk about and the way I talk about them is resonating with you in some way, and you're wanting me to do it more. So thanks. So this is a solo episode. This episode really comes out of a lot of questions I've been getting, and also a lot of questions that I've gotten in the past. So the question is, when there is so much darkness and sadness in the world, how do I keep going? How do I go about my day when I know there's a war going on? How do I go about my day when I know that there is a raging pandemic and people are dying? How do I go about my day when I know there are children hurting and there's all these things happening in the world that is so utterly painful and sad and scary and awful? And, you know, talking about spirituality and being a part of spirituality and wanting to elevate consciousness and all those things are amazing, but why? Why even bother if there's so much horrible darkness and sadness? And I've touched on this a little bit in some past episodes, as you guys know. And also, I feel like my understanding of how to answer this question has really grown over the past few years that have been very intense, right? Very, very intense. Listen, you know, there has been many points of intensity and massive transition and pain and suffering in our experience as human beings. And this is a new one. You know, there was some relatively calm for a little while, or maybe that was just an illusion as well. But yeah, you know, shit's hitting the fan. I laugh because that's like the least spiritual thing I could say in that moment, you know? And listen, shit's always hitting the fan, right? In our lives and in the world and so on. And the point of the question and the point of this episode is, what do I do when shit is hitting the fan? For lack of a better word, shit is a spiritual term. There you go. So it's interesting. I was on a podcast. I mean, this was this was before this podcast. So I don't know, was it 5 years ago or something like that? And I was asked that question on the podcast, like, what, why is there so much suffering? And how do I live my life when there is so much suffering? And why do we have to suffer? And like, they were asking me basically the meaning of life and the essence of suffering, which there are, you know, entire religions based on, you know, the balance in the universe, and entire religions based on the acceptance of suffering as a human experience, right? So it's kind of hard to break it down into just like a short Q&A. And also at the time, I don't think I was as comfortable answering that question, because so much when I look over things in my past, I felt very strongly about things, but there was this reluctancy to comment on it or to answer certain questions in fear that I may offend, right? Now, offending people, I'm probably offending someone right fucking now, right? Right? But I had to overcome that within myself to work through the fear of offending, right? And also how to speak to a larger audience in a way that resonates with the highest number of people, right? So yes, of course you're going to offend someone, but there is a way to talk about things that is more inclusive, right? So I was still figuring out that balance, and, you know, now figuring out that balance of like, hey, you are not for everyone. No one's for everyone. You're definitely going to offend people. Just by being a medium and waking up in the morning will offend people, and it's all good. So, you know, this fear of offense is you know, kind of out the window. So stay tuned for my episode on Jesus. Speaking of offending people, that is my most requested episode, and I've never done it. But this season, buckle up, because it's coming. And again, it's nothing negative. It's all love. So here's the idea. And speaking of that, there's a Bible quote that says, "Perfect love casts out fear." It's a Bible quote. Someone else wrote that Bible quote down. I read that and I took it. I have no idea what book or what number that's from, but perfect love casts out fear. Author, the Bible. Okay. It even says it in the Bible. So what does that mean? And what does that mean for us as we're answering this really intense question of being able to move through life in our own lives in the midst of so much darkness and sadness, right? So first and foremost, the universe has always had a massive, massive surge of negative energy, right? We cannot deny that. There is so much darkness and so much negativity. And in fact, I've had days where I am like pulling myself out of bed like a heavy magnet. Like, I can't even get out of bed because the pain and the suffering is so debilitating. When I first opened as a medium, I was basically thrown in the bottom of a dark well. Not literally, but in my reality. So when I woke up, I saw darkness. When I walked outside on a bright, sunny day, it was darkness. And I could see brick walls all around me. I was like in the bottom of the deepest, darkest place and well. And it was basically the depths of my own fear and my own darkest thoughts that I had to confront and face in order to elevate to the next realms and the next realm of consciousness and be able to facilitate healing through listening to messages as a medium. So I was shown the depths of the darkest and worst pains and fears and suffering. And it was horrible. It was horrible. Spiritual awakening can be utterly and totally painful. We think it looks all like, oh, I'm doing this now and I feel so good. And it does later. True spiritual awakening usually looks pretty freaking scary, right? It doesn't have to, but I do see that it does a lot. And once I could face and confront that, and still find my inner light in the darkest of places, I was able to ride out of the well through light and through love. I will also say my husband was present, and he has so much light and love in his soul that I could see in deep in his eyes, that he also joined forces with me, and we kind of rode out together, although he wasn't experiencing he wasn't experiencing the same darkness and well, but he was willing to go there with me to help me out, which is kind of cool. That's why when he's really pissing me off or something like that, you know, as all wives, husbands, boyfriends, girlfriends, partners can do sometimes, I think in my mind, don't forget he went to the depths of the darkest places on the earth to help you out. I'm like, damn it. My guys usually tell me that. I'm like, shit, I don't want to hear that. He's being such an asshole. You know, my guys are like, no, remember. I'm like, ah. Anyway. So once I was able to ride out of those dark places, then I was shown all the love and the light and the sunshine. And oh my God, period. Oh my God. End of story. That's the whole story. Oh my God, period. That's what you do. But to embellish, oh my God. Oh my God. The love, the light, the connection, the ability to love in our own spirits, in our own hearts. It was awesome. And reading for people, I read for people I really disagree with. They are not on my same belief structures. But once I put myself aside and connect with the truth of spirit, I love them as much as I would love anyone else, because love is the realest, realest thing you can find. So why do I tell you these experiences? Well, one, I hope that some things that I go through and have gone through might help you, serve you, or assist you, or may even help you look at things in a different way, right? So you're like, oh, that's interesting. And you may be able to apply something to your life, even if you're not going on the same exact journey as I was. So what happens is we see all the pain and suffering of the world, right? Because there's a massive surge of negative energy, dark energy in the world. But there's also a massive, massive surge of light and positive energy in the world. And what happens is we start to focus only on the dark, dark energy of the world. And we get stuck on that energy and those sadnesses and those painful things. And then as we get stuck there, we start to build up like a brick house around ourselves there. One brick is fear. The other brick is sadness. The other brick is throwing us into depression. The other brick is anxiety. We start to trap ourselves in this dark space. And then what happens? We are contributing to the darker or the more negative energy on the planet. Right? So the idea is, even if you are awake and aware that there is so much darkness and suffering, how do you not let it drag you over into the darkness? How do you acknowledge what you know and what you see, and then lift yourself to the light, to the positive energy, to try and shift the balance of the world? You know, people feel like we are elevating our consciousness and that we're going through a massive energetic shift. So what side do you want to be on? Do you want to be on team light or do you want to be on team dark? Now that's putting things very black and white, right? But for the interest of this podcast and for some understanding, that's how I'm putting things, right? Okay. So we can get stuck in fear, but we know that perfect love casts out fear, quote unquote. Again, I saw that somewhere else that I'm taking. I don't remember where I saw it or heard it. And there you go. But it's from the Bible and it really resonated with this episode. So you have to understand, we as spiritual beings are evolving our souls from lifetime to lifetime. And if you're hearing this podcast today, part of your growth as a soul is to understand the incredible power of your own energy, your own ability to create light and to glow and to shine and to shift the balance of the light and darkness of this world. You are free, right? You are free. You are free to shine and bring light to the world, even in the darkness, even because of the darkness. Love and light knows no bounds. Think of a dark room and you put a flashlight on. In that spot, the darkness goes away. The darkness cannot exist. So that light exists within you. Trust me, I even found my light even in the darkest, darkest, scariest of places. So there's always, always light to be found. I think the other thing important to talk about is that this is not like toxic positivity. You know what I mean? Like everything's okay. The world is perfect. It's like, no, it's not. Don't lie. Right? It's not. There's so an abundance of pain and suffering. So the idea is to acknowledge, I feel sad. I feel scared. I am so scared of the state of our ozone layer. I am scared of the war that Russia is raging. I am scared of the children that are abused. It's horrible. I feel terrible, right? It's like I acknowledge that. I feel what they're feeling. They're not alone. I am with them. And then if you get stuck there, then you get sad and you get tired and you get depressed and you don't want to get out of bed and you start to like lag in your job and you're not being nice to people around you and it's dragging you down. And then you're not putting out anything good into the universe, right? So the idea is to, of course, acknowledge yourself. Listen, a lot of spiritual teachers tell you don't watch the news. You know what I mean? I don't ever say that. I watch the news every damn day. I was raised that way. It's just part of who I am. Now, do I cry and burst into tears and have to turn off the TV? Yes, but I still watch the news. So do you. You know what I mean? There's no absolution here. You have to do what's right for you always. Listen to yourself. Listen to your intuitive voice. Listen to your guides above all else, no matter what. So the idea is if you get dragged down, what good are you doing? You have to think of the energetic balance of the universe. We want to swing it into the light. So part of this idea also, and this has kind of, I think I've talked about this, but you know, so much of this stuff is so deep in my spirit and my consciousness and like my awareness. I'm like, have I said this five times on five different podcasts? I don't know. But it really doesn't matter because spiritual information must be heard several times, to get it, right? I've heard spiritual information that I'm still getting that I heard 2 years ago that I'm still aligning with. It's like, you know, we have to hear it again and again, but think of, you know, every single person in the universe like a symphony. Think of the world like a symphony. And every single person gets one note. Have you ever seen a conductor lead a symphony and they're like, you know, doing their little wand and whatever, and they're like, oh stop. You with that one flute. You, they'll pinpoint it like out of like a symphony of 100 people, you on that flute, play that note again. No, that note was flat. You know what I mean? They can hear it. And so the idea is the world is a symphony and every single person and each person has one note. So you have to decide, is that one note going to be beautiful and in tune and shine and contribute to the whole? Or is that going to be a sour, sour note that's throwing off the balance of the symphony? Right? So these are spiritual kind of messages and spiritual thoughts to start to wrap your mind around the idea that your ability, especially for those that have, you know, abundance or a safe place to live or kind people in their life, you know, like doing things that they feel safe, right? They have somewhere to live. You have food, you have, right? It's like, especially the people that are, you know, able on a daily basis to think about other things beside like maybe a roof over the head or whatever, right? You have things you're grateful for. So the idea is how do we not feel guilty, right? Not feel guilty and not feel like if we, especially those that have things to be grateful for, if we, you know, are walking around not like, oh my God, it's so bad, it's so sad that like there's something wrong with us. What if we say, oh my gosh, I need to shine so bright so that I start to swing this thing?
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Now, some people I know, like they, you know, there's like a humanitarian crisis. It's like they are collecting bags and bags of goods. They are flying these things out to those zones. They are rallying their friends. They are, you know, there's movement. And then there's also, if you don't feel you can do that, you know, you have to find a way to continue on, to hold us down, right? To hold this down, to hold the light down while all the darkness is happening. I think also, too, you have to know that while there's so much darkness, look at all the elevation of healers and light workers and nurses and doctors and teachers just pushing and rallying and shining and fighting for people, right? Fighting for the light. There is so much force for goodness. There is so much force for goodness. And we have to be with that. We have to acknowledge that. We have to find the light within ourselves. If you're sad, if you're down, you're feeling beat down by the world, find your love, find your light, and ring it out. Shine it out in any way you know how, so we can start to switch the balance on this thing. Change, growth. Elevation, elevation in consciousness, elevation in energy. If you start to work with your mental state and you start to hear spiritual messages of higher understanding, you start to expand your mind. You start to break through bricks and walls through mental expansion. And you also create space in your own inner chaos and your own mental chaos for more light, more love, and more shine to come in. When we allow our love, when we allow light to come in and we feel it within our own selves, we raise our vibration. When we raise our vibration, we start to contribute to the light and the vibration, positive vibration on the planet. And then all of a sudden, inspiration comes. I know how I can help. I know how I can ring out my one note that I have in this one life. I know how I can ring it out. I know a church that's looking for volunteers. I know a temple that's looking for a collection of coats. I know a friend that did a fundraiser. Maybe she can tell me how. I know an amazing guru teacher that knows how to do affirmative prayer and knows how to pray for people in a way that affects their energy. I know this. Wow. Room, space, inspiration, growth. Let's go. This is not the time to let yourself be beat down, because then guess what? It's all about you. And this is not all about you. It's all about our worldwide community in raising up the elevation, raising up the light and love of the world in a real way. Does that make sense? I think also too, for me, the most pain for me is just like children. And I let's not even go there right now, because, and I asked my guides why, and I just don't understand. And my guides just explain, you will never understand everyone on this planet's journey. You will never understand each person's karmic contract, their soul's learning, growth. They could be on their last life, you know, and they had to understand one more thing, and then they will go into spirit, and then they will come high vibration spirit guides and help millions of people. You just don't know. You don't know every single person's path and reason for coming here and reason for being here. It doesn't mean you can't feel sad. Again, no toxic positivity. It doesn't mean you can't acknowledge your heart, your feelings. Empathy is the highest form of spirituality. Empathy. Then you can love. You love everybody, right? You want to feel, you want to know. But if you let it take you under, you are not helping at all. So my other idea for this podcast today was to actually do a little bit of a kind of guided prayer so that we can send out some energy. And, you know, it's so interesting too, because what flashes in my mind, like, you know how like when there's like a school shooting or something horrible in the world, like so many of the politicians and stuff go like, sending out love and prayers, you know, prayers and good wishes to the families and whatever. You're just like, really? That seems so ingenuine. That's it. Because you can tell when someone is feeling for someone, and there are a lot of people in positions to help and to make a change in a big way and also a small way. You know, say you're in the grocery store and the person in front of you like can't afford, and they're pulling out groceries because they can't afford everything they had on the belt. It's like, oh, what do you need? I got you. Like, you need an extra $25 or whatever. Like, I got you. Right. That's financial. So maybe a bad example, but you know what I mean? It's like, it doesn't have to be the most massive gesture in the world. If you are aligned with the light and the love in your heart and your spirit, you will be able to see possibilities to serve the light everywhere, no matter who you are and no matter what you do. And it's a worthy thing. It's a worthy thing not to get swallowed whole by the pain and the sadness. I've done it. I do it periodically every month. And this podcast is about how my guides help me out, basically, help me out of it. And I know a lot of you guys are feeling the same way. So I know this was a higher vibration, more intense spiritual messages. So I hope they resonated. If there are things that don't resonate in this podcast with you, that's okay too. If you got one thing from it, cool. You know what I mean? Like, that's okay too. So I read this thing. It's on Michael Beckwith's Instagram, which I thought was really cool. Michael Beckwith, if you don't know him, he's the founder of Agape International Spiritual Center. I don't subscribe to any religion or gurus, but if I were to choose one teacher that's taught me the most, it would be him. Reverend Michael Bernard Beckwith. And recently he followed me on Instagram. Just had to say it because it was the most exciting thing of my entire career. Not joking. Best thing that ever happened to me. But anyway, so he wrote this about prayer. So he wrote, prayer is a wonderful example of a potential paradigm shift. Most people's prayers are kind of anemic. They contain manipulative factors, meaning they connive or negotiate what they want and when. However, authentic prayer initiates a shift in consciousness where seeming miracles happen outside of your present paradigm. That's where the answers are. That's where the juice is. So instead of having an anemic prayer, consciously connect with the presence to remember that inseparability. Become available to wisdom, spontaneous goodness, and pure creativity. And I'm telling you, your life will glow. Glowing is a very high form of prayer. You glow for God. You glow for peace. You glow for beauty. You glow for abundance. You are the light of the world. Glow, 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 glow. So what's very cool, end quote. All right. So what's very cool about that is he's saying basically what we're talking about in this podcast, right? You don't want to pray like, dear God, please give me this. I'm in desperation and so much lack. Please, please. Oh, right? I am a victim. Life is shit. Save me, right? Instead, he is talking about plugging in and connecting consciously with the presence to remember that you are the presence of God. God resides within you. You can connect with that and glow it out, shine it out, because glowing, you shining your light that you can find within you, glowing that is your highest form of devotion, of prayer, of connection to God. If you ground down and you're becoming, like he said, available to wisdom, spontaneous goodness, what we talked about, right? Spain, someone's bill at the grocery store. Again, that's maybe a silly example, but you're feeling me. You become available to creativity, all the things, right? So I was thinking we could do a little prayer right here. And in this prayer, you can shine it out to whatever you choose. So if you have a family member that's sick or a friend that's sick or something you're thinking about with your children, or you're thinking about Ukraine, or you're thinking about our environment, or you're thinking about people wrongfully jailed, right? You're thinking about all kinds of things. I don't know. You might be thinking about different things than I'm thinking about. But whatever it may be, you can kind of devote your prayer to them. So let's try it. So if you're not driving or jogging or on a treadmill or whatever, you're going to sit down and you're going to close your eyes and put your feet on the ground if you can, and sit up if you can. And as you're sitting up and your feet are on the ground, you close your eyes gently and breathe. So breathe into all four corners of your lungs. And as you exhale, sit up tall, but drop your shoulders, relax your face. And again, breathe into all four corners of your lungs, including your back body, your front body. And as you exhale, drop deeper into the awareness that you are right here, right now. Breathing in. Breathing out, drop down into your body temple. Feel your spirit and your body and your mind, your soul, all right here, right now. And as you breathe, know that you are connected to the earth, that you are safe. You're not floating away into spirituality and thoughts of the other side. You're right here, right now. You're part of the earth. You are part of our collective consciousness. You are essential to life here. Your energy is essential to the world. You are a part of God. God is a collective consciousness, and a piece of God is in you. And as you breathe here, let go. Release anything not serving you in this moment. Invite yourself to be present. And as you breathe in and out, I want you to imagine a tiny pinpoint of light, almost like the head of a pen, and there's a glowing light on it. And as you look at it, it starts to expand. And you can feel that light, it's warm, and it starts to touch each part of your body. So starting at your toes, you can see this warm light kind of encircling your toes and your feet. And then this warm light kind of swirls around your calves and your knees, and it's kind of swirling around your whole legs and your lower body. And then this warm, bright, loving light starts to go around your stomach, and you feel calm and safe. It is a warm light of love. And it's now starting to go up to your chest and shoot out your arms and encircle your whole body temple, this beautiful, warm, glowing light. And you feel love and you feel happiness. This pinpoint of light happened with your eyes closed, because that pinpoint of light is in you. It is you. And now you feel this beaming warmth of love and light all around. and you feel it seeping into your cells and your fascia and your muscles, and your whole body is filled with this warm, bright light of the universe of love. But again, that pinpoint was in you. You're allowing it to surround you and wrap around you in this beautiful, incredible, calming, protective light. And now as you sit here, I want you to gently think of that person you're thinking about or that thing you're thinking about that you are seeing how much sadness is in that. And then I want you to imagine that some of your light that's swirling around you, through you, in you, through your muscles, your bones, starts to shine like a flashlight on that thing you're thinking about, on that person, on that area of the world, on that subject that you're thinking about. Visualize it and visualize your light just shining it. And I want you to imagine the thing you're thinking about, the darkness that's there, that you're seeing, that you're shining light on, it starts to just totally melt away and dissipate. You are shining light and eternal love, universal love, God love, all over that thing. It starts to dissipate. It starts to break up. What you were envisioning starts to crumble away. It cannot hold strong under your light because your light is you and you are God. You are connected to God. God is in you. Good. Now imagine that thing falling away. You don't have to look at it anymore. And you're going to come back. Come back to yourself. Come back to the chair you're sitting in. Come back to your body. Feel yourself grounded in your body. And watch that beautiful swirling light that was around you come back, come back, come back, come back to the little pinpoint that you saw. All of that light, that warm feeling goes back to the pinpoint. And I want you to picture that pinpoint. And then I want you to picture that pinpoint coming and sitting right on your heart. That bold, shining light resides within you in your own spirit, right by your heart. You are here. You are here in the now. Breathe. Thank the universe for helping you. Thank the angels for helping you. And thank God for the peace of God that is in you. And you can open your eyes. So this is a kind of visualization meditation. When you are feeling really lost, sad, confused, you don't know what to do, go back to the pinpoint. That pinpoint in you is love. It's God. It's you. And you can shine that on whatever you see fit. When you're feeling overwhelmed or brought down by the sadness of the world, know how utterly important your energy is and how incredibly powerful your energy can be. Love, not fear. Love knows no bounds. I think as we continue to allow this point of light, this point of love to surround us and surround our lives, it is amazing the miracles that can happen. I think also too, the idea with prayer is if you're feeling desperate and upset about something is to take a minute to pray in a way that feels like where you're asking and aligning with the knowingness that there is good all around and to continue to open and show you the path towards serving the light, because that is what will truly affect and help the darkness. Oh my gosh. How did that feel? Write me, DM me, comment on Apple Podcasts, connect with me. Tell me what you're thinking and feeling and how this may have affected you. I really hope that if you are hearing this message and you want to go further, I really hope you'll take my course. I know this may seem like a strange time to mention it, but it's really not. The course is more of what we're doing on this podcast. The course tells you how to do these things on your own and feel super empowered in your own light and super empowered in your own life and super empowered in your own spirituality and how to manage your energy in a real way. So make sure you get with me, ericagabriel.com. Sign up for my email list so I can let you know when I'm running the course again. I can't just run it whenever because I do live events for the people on the podcast, for the people on course only. Okay. I hope this served you. I am so happy I got to bring that information forward. I love you all so much, really. And I mean that. I actually really, really mean that. I love you. I'm here for you. God bless you all. Thank you for listening. And if you take nothing away from this podcast, just take one thing, that you are not alone. God bless you guys. I will be here shining my light and holding us down as much as I can. Take care. I'll be thinking about you, and I love you. God bless.